Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Thursday, January 6th, 2022. Futures are indicating a slightly lower open, with S&P futures down 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows modest overnight losses in Asia, while European equity markets are also lower in early trade. The big bond yield backup continues, with 10-year yields pushing above 1.7%. The US dollar is stronger versus the majors, although it is weaker versus the yen. WTI crude is off its worst levels from overnight and is now trading higher. Gold is down more than 1.5%. Industrial metals are mostly lower. And Bitcoin futures are sharply lower, off around 7%. The main catalyst behind weakness in the US and Asia overnight was hawkish takeaways from the FOMC minutes. There were thoughts among board members that rate hikes may need to start earlier or at a faster pace than previously anticipated. Some also flagged the possibility of shrinking the Fed's balance sheet relatively soon after raising rates. Meanwhile, the assessment of Omicron risks were focused more on the potential for exacerbating inflation pressure rather than hampering economic growth. Many saw full employment may not be far off and suggested the labor market needs to be monitored for inflationary pressures. Elsewhere, there have been no major shifts in the coronavirus narrative. Fauci has warned against complacency about Omicron, saying the sheer number of cases could strain US hospitals despite signs of lower severity. European and Asian COVID trends continue to worsen, though Europe is taking a softer and more managed response this time in comparison with outbreaks of previous variants. China is struggling to contain an outbreak in Xi'an in the worst wave since Wuhan. Hong Kong announced strict mobility restrictions, including entry bans for 8 countries, while Japan's Okinawa is reporting a rapid rise in new cases and may be placed back under a partial state of emergency. Also making news overnight, China Premier Li was quoted in local media calling for stronger tax cuts to support the economy, reinforcing the government's proactive fiscal policy stance. The Bank of China drained a further net 100 billion yuan in open market operations. Meanwhile, the latest Bank of Japan accounts data showed that Japanese government bond holdings fell on an annual basis for the first time under Governor Kuroda, validating the stealth tapering theme. Due up on today's US economic calendar, challenger job cuts, initial jobless claims, trade balance, factory orders, ISM non-manufacturing, and natural gas inventories. While among the companies due to post their results before the open, Conagra Brands, Walgreens Boots Alliance, and Constellation Brands. In corporate news, The Wall Street Journal reported that WarnerMedia and ViacomCBS are looking at selling some or all of the CW network, with Nexstar Media Group a possible buyer. And a French regulator has fined Google 150 million euros and Facebook 60 million euros, noting that their websites do not make refusing cookies as easy as it is to accept them. Asian equities finished mostly lower overnight. The bulk of the losses came early in the session, with some markets recovering to make modest gains by the afternoon close. Japan led the losses as its exporters fell again on read-through to the weak finish on Wall Street overnight, and as the yen approached 116 yen per dollar. Technology stocks led Australia lower, while Korea was also down as the won slid to a 17-month low. Taiwan was also down. In regional macro data, Japan's service PMI was revised higher, but is still softer than December's print. Australia's service PMI fell slightly, but is still in expansive territory. And Caixin China's services PMI was higher than consensus forecast, but lower than December's reading. European equity markets are lower 2 hours into the session. In regional news, European power prices have fallen across the continent as forecasts for milder weather signaled lower demand. Bloomberg cited the ECB's Kazaks, the Latvian central bank chief, who said that no one should be in any doubt that the central bank stands ready to act if the inflation outlook strengthens. And UK Prime Minister Johnson continues to push back against new COVID restrictions in England, saying that while healthcare services will be under strain, the country can rise out of this latest wave. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.